And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. It is time for the I Love Ann Show. It's a continuation of the I Love Ann Show, actually. And today, my very special guest is Nancy Corley. And yes, she just does all this good work for the community through hospice. And it sure is great to have you here today, Nancy.
Good. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate you asking me to be here.
Well, you know, there's just there's so much to do, isn't there?
There is always. It's a busy time of year.
It is a busy time of year. And it's also a time where a lot of people are focused on the fact that loved ones that have been with them are no longer with them. And I think hospice does such a wonderful job of making the transition in that end-of-care life that it's just great that we have such a good service right here in our area. A lot of areas don't have as good a one as what we have right here in Greenwood.
We are very fortunate because of our community support. Our program is now 30 years old. We've been providing this kind of care in the local community for 30 years, and we are very fortunate.
And it's just gotten, it just keeps growing and keeps getting better. You know, sometimes an area has a they say, well, we're doing a good enough job. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the case with most of the organizations here in Greenwood and in particular hospice.
We all work so hard to make sure that we're meeting the need in our community.
And, of course, how many years ago was it now that the hospice store started?
The hospice store's actually been there over 3 years now.
I've gotten some great bargains there, let me tell you. I love going up there. You know, and I'm always amazed at the quality of the merchandise, and I'm amazed that you have been able to maintain that level of quality. That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing, and it all goes back to our community support, and people have been so generous, and our gracious and generous volunteers that work so hard, because most people don't realize, but most of the man hours at the store are actually by volunteers, and so that makes it all possible for us to continue to do that.
That's right, and Christmas, Halloween, all the different holidays. You always have a great selection of merchandise. And we got to give a little credit to Lou Walters, don't we, on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lou coordinates all of our holiday. And unlike some stores who keep their holiday merchandise out all the time, we store ours. We're very fortunate we have enough space, and we store our holiday items as they come in all throughout the year, and then we put them out before the holiday. And this year, actually, we had so much Christmas. It was the most Christmas merchandise we had ever had. We actually started displaying and selling that merchandise before Halloween.
Wow.
And we looked around, and all the other retail stores had it, so we decided we would do the same. And so I actually was there yesterday checking over the merchandise, and we actually have a very good selection still of Christmas items. So if you would like some Christmas bargains, we really do still have a good selection.
That goes to having so much stored up over the year. You know, I guess people moving and downsizing and that type of thing.
Exactly, because holiday items are donated to us throughout the year. So we're very fortunate we store them back, and then before the holiday we put them all out at one time. And then that's really usually when people are shopping for those items. So it works really well, and we have a nice selection.
And how about the clothes there? I'm always impressed with the clothes. And, you know, this time of year, it's such a help to find really good quality clothes. I mean, the Christmas sweaters that you've had up there and, God, the coats and everything, it really can stretch a buck for a family.
It really does. And that's another thing. Our volunteers do a really good job. As things are donated to us in the off-season, they hold them back, they pack them back, and then when there's a need for those items, they all go out. So as soon as it became a little bit chilly weather, we started putting out the winter merchandise, and people noticed that we really do rotate our merchandise like that. So still lots of coats and sweaters and a good selection of those as well.
Absolutely. So if you haven't been to the hospice store, or if you thought, they probably don't have anything good, think again. I know people that wait for Thursday morning religiously, don't they?
That's right. That's right. We have a big crowd, 10 a.m. Thursday, so really
today.
Soon this morning. There will be a nice line outside the door when we open it at 10 a.m. on Thursday. And we continue to restock our merchandise all the time, but there is the most new merchandise on Thursday because the volunteers have been busy on Tuesday and Wednesday putting out merchandise.
You know, and it's a great place to volunteer. But, you know, one of the things I have been impressed about, quite often volunteers do work at an organization so they can see stuff first. But, Nancy, what's your policy there?
Well, we really do. The volunteers have to wait till they go on, the items go on the floor.
And they have to put it where it's available for everybody
they
to
do,
see.
They do.
They can't hide it on the floor, right?
That's right. They're not supposed to anyway. But, yes, they do have a little advantage because they get to see the items first, and they know what we have. So they do get a bit of an advantage, but they really do earn that.
Absolutely. I mean, there should be some advantages to giving
exactly.
your time. Absolutely. So what are the hours of the hospice store?
The store is open on Thursday and Friday from 10 until 5:30, and then we're open on Saturday from 10 until 2.
Yeah, so... if you want to see the hospice store, you got to make a plan to go there and do it. But always good stuff coming in. I don't think I've ever been in there where I haven't bought something.
There's always a little gem there.
Yeah, there is a little gem there. And, you know, I'm really impressed. Y'all check the jewelry that comes in. For people that do donate to it, they should know that y'all research and check this out. It's not just, oh, we didn't pay anything for it, we're going to put a dollar on it. You really research and check it
we
out.
We do. We really do try to get, we try to give our shoppers a good value, but we still try to raise as much money as we can for our organization because that's really what our mission is at the hospice store, is to put those resources back into our programs to provide care for hospice patients. So we really do try to make sure that we're getting the most that we can out of the items that are donated to us.
Now, if the hospice store, and didn't you opened one over in Abbeville?
We do have a store as well in Abbeville, and it has pretty much the same hours in Abbeville. It's on the Highway 28 bypass next to Fred's in the shopping center over there in Abbeville, and it does really well as well.
Now, Nancy, how much has the hospice store raised in these last few years?
Well, the hospice store really we had a milestone this past year in the Greenwood store. Now we didn't have resources that we could use, but we had over $1 million in sales. So we had to net our expenses out of there.
Sure.
But it was quite a milestone that we had.
That's a bell ringer.
It is. It really was $1 million in sales. And when you think about that, most of our items sell for 25 cents or no more than a dollar. That's a lot of cash register time.
Absolutely.
So that really was a nice thing. So it really does help to fill in those shortfalls from a lot of our budget cuts and when folks don't have insurance and that sort of thing. The thrift stores really do make a difference in that, and they fulfill that shortfall.
$1 million.
Mm-hmm. In
wow.
sales.
In sales. Yeah, of course. That's not the bottom line, but just
right.
to be able to
exactly.
say $1 million. I know
since
a lot of stores.
The store had opened. Exactly.
for 2.5 days a week.
That's exactly right.
Thursday, Friday,
uh-huh.
and half
in
a
3 days. Years.
Yeah.
In really a little bit less than 3 years. So our volunteers were just real proud of making that milestone.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. All right. So Hospice Store is doing good. Hospice, of course, over there behind the hospital, such a pleasant place to visit. I mean, it's sad to have to be in that, but what a pleasant place to visit.
It is. And we really have our hospice house has been open for 6 years now. And we have created a place that's more home-like, as close to being at home as we can make it. And it really is helping to meet the need in our community for people at the end of their life.
And I guess, you know, and the other part that we don't think, well, usually when we think about hospice, we think of the house over there, but hospice does a lot more than that because there's so many home visits.
Right. Most of our patients are actually in their homes. We serve about 60 patients a day. And only about 10 of those patients are actually in the hospice house, and then maybe about 50 of those are out in their homes in the communities. And we go into Abbeville, Greenwood, Lawrence, McCormick, and Saluda counties as well.
So, and that's always good. I mean, people always want to be at home.
They really do. If you ask people where they want to spend their last days, most everybody will say they want to be at home in their own bed, surrounded by their loved ones, with their items and the things that are precious to them around them. And just sometimes that's not possible. But most times, most of our patients are cared for in their homes.
Absolutely. Well, we are here. We are talking with Nancy Corley. She is the executive director of Hospice. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other things going on. Festival of Trees is, of course, this weekend, along with a lot of other events, folks. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold! more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, the price of gold, $1,747. Don't miss out on this. You know, the markets are flat. Who knows what the price of gold is going to do? So don't miss out on this high, high price of gold. Come see us today. Get the most bang for your buck right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, I tell you what, in case you didn't know, it's cold out there. That's right. If you were listening this morning, you know Phil was already complaining about the cold. Right now it is 37 degrees and bright and sunshiny right here in Greenwood. And what are we looking for today with the weather? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be stay rather chilly. I think we're going to have some ditto weather here. High of 58, with a few light winds. Tonight, generally clear. Low around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. High of 63. God, going into the weekend, there's so many great events going on. Friday, high of 63, a low of 34, and Saturday, well, I just lost that. Hello. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 59 with a low of 35, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 60, a low of 46. So this is going to be a great weekend to get out and do a lot of good activities, and of course, one of the big activities, well, I mean, I don't know how you make which one is big. They're all big. But one of the classic traditional events, of course, is the Festival of Trees, sponsored by Hospice Care of the Piedmont. It's over there at First Baptist Church over there on Grace Street. Nancy, well, why do we have the Festival of Trees?
Well, the Festival of Trees is our biggest fundraiser of the year for hospice care, other than our thrift stores, as we've talked about earlier. And this is actually our 20th festival. So we've been doing this. It's sort of our signature event. We started it 20 years ago, and it's still going strong. And, again, we use funds from the festival to support our indigent care programs and our patient care programs as well.
Well, what goes on at the Festival of Trees, for those that don't know?
Well, we started it out this past Tuesday. We had a memorial service that we invited all of our families of patients we had served. We had just a lovely service there on Tuesday evening. And then actually yesterday was tree decorating day. So the trees are actually, we have about 30 trees this year. And we have folks from the community that come in and decorate, donate the decorations and decorate the tree. And
it some people make plans and doing this all year long, and they work hard doing this. Yeah,
they really do, and they're quite competitive. Everybody trying to outdo the other one, but they all do a beautiful job. The trees are absolutely beautiful. We have all sizes. We have three different sizes of trees, the tabletop trees, the slim trees, and then the big 8-foot trees.
And these are live trees?
No, they're not live trees anymore, but they're now the artificial trees, but they're
you
just
can keep
absolutely
it from
beautiful.
One year to the next this way.
You do, and I do have folks come in and look at them and say, are these trees alive? Because they really do look good. So, but yesterday was the tree decorating day, so all the trees are now decorated, very festive. And then tomorrow we have a luncheon that has already sold out. It's we send out invitations late in November, and it sells out really quick. So we really kick off with our luncheon. It's like a preview luncheon. The folks who attend the luncheon are the first people to see the decorated trees. And then starting on Saturday morning, we're open to the public. We open up bright and early at 10 a.m., and we're there until 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, we're there from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
Well, what do we do here?
And then, well, you visit the trees. We have live entertainment. We have concessions. We have wonderful soup and sandwiches. Bake sale is a huge a draw. A lot of folks like to buy things, put them in the freezer for the holidays. So all of our volunteers have been busy with their baking. And
so Lou Walter's been baking.
She will have cookies there.
Lou Walters, you know, she's always baking those cookies.
We will have Lou Walters' famous cookies there as well.
She's going to be there autographing them. She should be.
You never know. But it is just a very festive thing. There is an admission price for the festival on Saturday and Sunday, and it's $5 for adults and $1 for children.
And I presume this all goes to the cause.
All goes to the cause. And the festival actually raises about $30,000 a year to support hospice services. So it really is a good event for us.
Now, you have a silent auction, and then on Sunday evening, the cap-off event is a live auction, right?
Right. That really is sort of the highlight of the festival is when we auction the trees. And so you certainly can put a bid on the tree all during the weekend. If you want to make sure you get it, I would just suggest you bid high. And then at 4:30, we have what we call a sweets reception, and we begin to let people in at no charge. At 4:30, people can come in for the auction, and then the live auction actually begins at 5 p.m. And Alice Gilchrist, who many folks know her in our community, she is the MC for the auction and always is very entertaining and does a really good job. And, yes, all the trees always sell, and some of them sell for a lot and some sell for not so much, but all of the trees really sell well. But there's price points for everybody. So if you want a tree, you haven't put your tree up yet, you really don't want to get it out of the attic this year, you're just not feeling into it, then just come to the hospice. And then the best part is on Monday, our volunteers deliver it to your home. So that's the best part.
Oh, my God, they deliver it?
They deliver it.
With all the stuff on it?
With all the stuff on it.
Oh, my gosh, this is too easy.
So that's just the best part. All you do is just write the check.
Well, I'll do it then.
That's right.
That's great. And then you've got a tree for next year and the
exactly.
year after.
Yeah. Exactly.
So can you give us an idea what kind of trees? What were some of the themes anyway?
Well, this year there seems to be a lot of nature themes. So there's a lot of greenery and with the nice garlands and all that sort of things. A lot of the colors this year seem to be copper and browns and greens, so that's always good. But we always have our snowmen, we always have some angels, and we always have Santa Claus. So there's really some unique Santa Claus trees this year. So
unique Santa Claus
that
trees.
I've never seen before, and even in 20 years. Every year I'm always surprised. They have all colors, and so there's a little bit of everything.
And groups do this, right? I mean, groups get together and do this?
Groups and individuals and businesses. So one young lady has decorated for years, and she was there yesterday. She has someone in her family who has a terminal illness, and she said, I'm doing this year in honor of my friend. So everybody has different reasons for wanting to be there, but some people just have a couple of friends, and some as a group of people do it together. So it really is a lot of fun, though.
Excellent. Well, this is terrific. This is going on this weekend, Festival of Trees. It is a big benefit for the hospice care of the Piedmont. It is going on Saturday, open from 10 to 5. Sunday, it opens at 1 to 5. And as Nancy said, they are going to auction those trees off on Sunday afternoon. If you want the easy setup and want to help hospice, too, what could be better than going to the Festival of Trees over there at First Baptist Church on Grace Street? So check that out. If you haven't been before, it's a great event to go visit. So, gosh, it is great to be here this morning with Nancy. We've got more things to talk about. News is almost ready to come up. Don't forget the parade is going on Sunday in Uptown Greenwood. That's right. So you've got the parade. So you can go to the parade and then hit over there at Hospice Festival of Trees and have a good time with that. What do we got? Friday night, I think, 90, is it 96 or is it? I'm confused. I'll be telling you in just a little bit what all the events are coming up. But I know 96 has their parade. Abbeville has their parade. I think Abbeville's is Friday night. And then, gosh, excuse me, then I guess Saturday maybe. I don't know. We'll check it out. We'll let you know all the details right here on the I Love Ann Show this morning. What else we got going on right now? Well, as I told you, it has been cold, cold, cold out there. Right now, it looks like it is staying steady at Is it still 37 or have we made it to 38? That is the question. No, it's still 37 degrees and sunny out there. It's going to be cool. Make sure you take a jacket. But the beauty of it is the sun is going to shine. And let me tell you, Gracie will be happy about that. I'm telling you what, when you have a big dog, it's amazing how fast they can go out and come back in, right, when it's time to go. So we're looking forward to this bright, sunshiny day. Certainly hope you are going to stay with us, because right now it is time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We've just been talking about all the good things that hospice does. I mean, not only for those people in their care, but for those people that are left behind. Sometimes to me, Nancy, it seems like the people that are left behind have the tougher time.
It is, and you mentioned earlier that the holidays are just really a difficult time if you've lost someone in your family. It may, even if it hasn't been a recent loss, you have a lot of memories of that person around the holidays, and at our memorial service this week, the chaplain who gave the program just really gave people some hope about and some tips about how to handle those holidays and how to get through them and to recognize that you are grieving and that things are not the same, but that they still can be good and you still can have some hope for some joy around the holidays. And one thing that we do that's open to the community is that we are sponsoring a seminar again this year. We do this every year, and this year it's called Hope for the Holidays, and it really is for those people who have lost loved ones, who are seeking some encouragement to help them to get through the holidays. And it is going to be December the 6th. Not real sure what day of the week that is next week, but it's December
Tuesday.
6th. I almost think it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Yep.
And it will be at 5:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. And it will be there at our hospice office, which is on West Alexander, right down from the hospital and next door to DMV. And there's no cost for it. We would appreciate a phone call if you'd like to register. That way we can know how many are coming and prepare for the size room we need. And our number at our office is 227-9393. And just say you would like to register for the Hope for the Holiday seminar on December the 6th, and we'd be glad to have you. And it's open to anyone who feels like they could benefit from it.
You could be overrun then.
Well, that's okay. We'll make do. We'll work it out.
We all need hope for the holidays.
That's right. That's right.
Now, one of the things that you were saying that the chaplain, the speaker at your program this week, was that sometimes just changing up what you did, change the tradition, might be a good idea if that person it was in your family that's no longer there was an integral part of it. Maybe change up what you did so that you don't feel that person is not there and that you can't cope with it.
Right. It is important to recognize that person is no longer there. So it may be a way that you can memorialize that person with a candle or a flower or some symbolic. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I've lost a child, so I buy a gift for another child. I give to a needy child. You know, I no longer have my mother, but I can go visit at the nursing home, or I can make a donation to someone in the nursing home. So some symbolic thing to do in remembrance of that person can give you great comfort. The other thing to do, just as you said, is that recognize that this year the holiday is going to be different, especially if you've just lost this person this past year and this is your first holiday without this person. So recognize that and say, well, you know, maybe just for this year we won't do things that we used to do. The chaplain gave us an example of when her mother died, the first Christmas they couldn't eat on their mom's Christmas china, so they ate on paper plates that year. And they laughed about it, and
sure.
They said, maybe next year we can bring out the Christmas china. But it was just that bringing that Christmas china out was so painful that they thought, maybe this year we can do something a little bit different. So it doesn't mean you have to change your traditions forever, but for maybe this year, just to give yourself permission to grieve and to enjoy the holidays in a different way, but still recognize that you can find some joy in the holiday.
Yeah, it's important to have joy. And we've all had such a tough year, whether you've lost someone or not. I mean, the economy, all the things that we're dealing with, and people that have lost somebody, they got a double whammy this year.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So sometimes through giving and sharing, that you can find some joy in that way.
Volunteering. Yeah.
And Ann and I were just talking about earlier, I didn't mention that we always are recruiting volunteers. And we actually have over 200 volunteers in our program.
That's hard to believe, 200.
200 volunteers, and they're very active and involved, and there's a place for everybody. Sometimes people say, oh, I just know that I couldn't work with patients. That would just be too sad. And we understand that, but there's a place for everybody. We have a volunteer that answers the phone. We have volunteers that stuff envelopes, volunteers who are at the hospice house, and volunteers who work in our stores. Just lots of opportunities for volunteers, and all you have to do is just contact us and say, I'm interested in volunteering.
That's right, and I guess the 227-9393 number would
That's
be the
right.
best number to call?
That's exactly right, and just say, I'm interested in volunteering, and you'll get referred to someone on our staff that can help you figure out where you might fit in.
And the other thing I think about volunteering, and of course we talk about this in all volunteering, is the fact that it can be, you know, from an hour a week or 2 hours a week to 10 hours a month or, you know, whatever you can give, that's what they're, you'll be able to find a position for.
Right. It is very flexible. You pretty much can set how much time you're available, and if you need to be away, we understand that. So we're very fortunate. We have enough volunteers. We can usually find somebody to fill in.
Sure. But if you'd like to volunteer, it really is a worthwhile organization. And you know what? You never know when you might need it. So it's a good one to be part of to help out and help others go through the process if that's your bent. Or to help out in the hospice store. Hey, I think I might volunteer for the hospice store. I might get to see some really cool stuff before everybody else. Even though I can't buy it first, it would be cool to see it first. So I know that's a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. I've talked to a lot of people who work up there at the hospice store, and they love it.
Yeah, every time I'm there, they seem to be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. And getting that merchandise out on the floor. So efficiency, that's what it's all about with hospice. They certainly make everything easy, whether it's your experience there at hospice, whether you're going to the hospice store. And don't forget about the one over there in Abbeville. So do y'all move stuff around, or do you have separate donations?
We really do not. We've not had to do that because the donations have been really generous in Abbeville, and so they have enough stock for their store. And they have a bit of a smaller store, so they usually don't have room for any of the Greenwood merchandise. So that really hasn't happened that we had to do that.
Okay. And what about the fact that we've got this event coming up this weekend, Festival of Trees, Believe. God knows we need to believe more than ever this year. That's going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's open from 10 to 5 over there at First Baptist Church right there on Grace Street. And they've got lots of entertainment. I'm impressed with the group
yes,
of people that are coming through.
Very much.
So who's going to be performing?
Well, on Saturday we start at 11 a.m., and it will be a wonderful group from First Presbyterian Church. And singers, and then at 1 o'clock we have the Cambridge Singers, and at 3 o'clock we have Palmetto Christian Academy, their choir, and 4 o'clock one of the choirs from Bruin Middle School, and then on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock we have Northside Baptist Church Worship Choir, which is a large choir, and they do a wonderful job, and 3 p.m. is a trio of ladies that a lot of people are familiar with, One Heart. And they just do, they're an a cappella group, and they do a wonderful job. And at 3:45, we'll have the First Baptist Church Youth Choir perform as well. So the entertainment is always very, very good, and all holiday festive music. So if you're not in the mood, come out, and hopefully the festival will help get you in the Christmas spirit.
That's right. And if you have been dreading setting up a Christmas tree, let me tell you, you need to be there Sunday afternoon at First Baptist Church. Bid on a tree, end up with a tree, and they'll deliver it and set it up for you. What could be easier than that? All the money raised goes to hospice care, so they'll be using it in very good ways, so you'll know that you're doing an excellent job by supporting hospice care of the Piedmont. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
That's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are looking at all the things happening out here. We also have Nancy Corley, the Executive Director of Hospice Care. Oh, my God, folks, it's warmed up 1 degree. It is now 38 degrees out there and sunny. What are we looking at for today? Well, it's going to be a beautiful day out there. High of 59. That's right, high of 59. And tonight, mainly clear, low of 30 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mainly sunny, high of 63. It's going to be an excellent weekend to be out there partaking of all the festivities. It's hard to believe, Nancy, that it is December 1st.
I know. The holidays are here.
They certainly are. Let me just give you a quick update on all the parades going on this weekend. Tomorrow, Friday, Abbeville will have their Christmas parade beginning at 6 o'clock. Following the parade, there will be a Christmas tree lighting, Christmas carols, and then over there at the Abbeville Opera House, they will have their new play that they are presenting over there, Dashing Through the Snow. And Michael Genevieve has told me he's going to get me some tickets to be able to give away for that. That'll be going on for 3 weekends. That is this weekend, next weekend, and the following weekend. You don't want to miss that. That would be an excellent one to attend. Of course, coming up also on Friday, Due West at 4:30. Saturday, the 96 Santa Express is at 11 a.m. And Saturday, December 10th, McCormick at 10 a.m. Ware Shoals at 11 a.m. Calhoun Falls at 2 p.m. Saluda at 6 p.m. So next Saturday, you could be in a lot of parades if you wanted to. But the one you really want to make sure you check out is the Greenwood Christmas Parade going on from 2:30 to 4:30 this coming Sunday. So check that one out. Be uptown. Be aware that the parade route does start on Seaboard and then goes around onto Main Street down past the theater, the Art Center, and you're going to have some blocked-off traffic, so get there early and make a plan. Also going on this weekend, it is the Festival of Trees. That's right. You want to go to the parade and then head on over there to the Festival of Trees and bid on a tree. That would be an excellent thing to do. Of course, if you want to check out what's going on all weekend over there at First Baptist Church right there on Grace Street, all you have to do is know that it opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday, goes till 5 p.m., and on Sunday, it starts at 1 p.m. and goes till 5 p.m. The auction starts at 5 p.m. for the trees. You can leave a bid. You've got a lot of other things that people can buy by coming by there. It's not just about the trees, is it, Nancy?
No, it's not. In fact, I didn't talk about a little bit earlier that we have 30 beautiful decorated wreaths as well. So if you already got your tree and you'd like to have a new wreath, we have wreaths. And then the other thing is once you buy an admission and you have a ticket, it's good for the entire weekend. So you can go visit a little on Saturday and come back on Sunday for the auction. So your ticket is a good value because it's good for the entire weekend.
Absolutely. And, of course, they'll have excellent treats. You can buy some great treats to take home, cookies, baked goods.
All sort of cakes and baked goods and brownies and cookies. And then we have soup and sandwiches, especially on Saturday and Sunday. Want to have a little lunch, feel free to join us for lunch.
Absolutely. So make sure you check that out this weekend. That is at the First Baptist Church, which, of course, is on Grace Street. It's going to be an excellent way to get yourself in the mood. I am going to be out at the craft show at Piedmont Tech starting at 9 o'clock on, in the morning, 9 to 11 on Saturday. And, of course, we'll be doing From Trash to Treasures along a country road, classic country, and talking to all the exhibitors that are set up out there. They have over 50 exhibitors for this, Nancy. Isn't that tremendous?
Wow, that's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So if you want to be part of a lot of stuff going on, you just got to stay right here on WLMA and, of course, on WCRS. We keep you in the know. But Nancy and I wanted to talk about a few other things to do with hospice here. Nancy, what did you? Well, we wanted to talk about some helpful seminars or support groups.
Yes, I just want to make your listeners aware that we offer monthly support groups for people who are going through their grief journey and who feel that they could benefit from some counseling and group support as well. We do those every month in our office. We have two different offerings. One is the third Tuesday of each month at 10 a.m., and that actually will be December the 20th, if you want to make a note of that, for December. And then we have a men's support group that's the third Thursday of every month, 9 a.m. They share biscuits and coffee, and those are provided. And the men's support group for December will be December the 15th. Those are free, open to the public as well. We do just ask that you pre-register, so just call our office and tell them you'd like to register for the support group, or you'd like to get on their mailing list for our support group. And those are actually facilitated by our counselors at hospice. They do a really good job. They're small groups. No one will ever be put on the spot, so if you're not sure and you just want to sit in on a group, feel free to come on down and join one of those folks for one of those groups and see if it could be helpful for you as well.
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that I like about hospice is that you do, after somebody passes, you are there for the family.
We do. We provide support and counseling for the families at least up to a year after the death of the patient. And so these services and these support groups are part of what we offer the community during that time. And many people really have gain a lot of benefit from sharing stories with people who are going through the same thing they're going through. So people who have loss seem to benefit from talking to other people who have been through loss and are going through loss and grief. So it can be very, very beneficial for folks.
I think a lot of times you don't realize that you could benefit from this. You think you've got it under control.
Exactly, and there's no harm to reaching out for help. And we do have people that say, I wish I had come in sooner. I'm really having some problems, and I wish I could come in sooner. And so I just encourage people, come in, give it a try. And hopefully you can make some sort of connection. You can find something that will help you be able to navigate through your grief journey.
And it really is a journey, isn't it?
It really is. It's a process. People think that you just grieve for just a few months, or you grieve for a year, you grieve, and there really is no time limit on your grief. We do know that it gets better and it gets easier, and you do find joy in your life eventually, but that this loss is something that you carry with you for the rest of your life. And hopefully by being with people who have been through that process, they can share that with you so that you feel some hope for the future.
That's right. So if you'd like to check it out, what you should do is give them a call, right?
Exactly. Just call and ask for information about our grief programs, our grief support groups. Again, there's no charge to attend those, so we encourage you to participate, and hopefully that would be helpful to you.
That's right. And the number to call, 227-9393. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. And where is your office over there?
We're very close to the hospital on West Alexander, right next door to DMV. Everybody knows where DMV is.
Yeah, so. You're going to make a trip there too, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. We're right next door.
Absolutely. So we've got over 200. How many volunteers do you have?
Over 200 volunteers.
200 volunteers. Some volunteers actually help in hospice care right there
at the facility.
The hospice house. I was going to say the hospice house. Okay,
uh-huh.
Right there at the hospice house. A lot of people don't, but if you want to work with patients, you do need to have some training.
Right. You are required to attend our training, and it's a 3-day training. We offer it twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. So we haven't quite set that date for the spring yet, but we always publicize that. And but again, if there are lots of opportunities that don't require the training. So between now and the training, you could still get involved with the organization and then attend the training in the spring.
Sure. So if you would like to get involved with volunteering, it's an excellent program. And I tell you what, I don't know what our community would do if we didn't have such an organization here. It certainly would limit our choices, wouldn't it?
It really would. And we are very fortunate for the size community we have to have such a strong hospice program.
Absolutely. And, of course, most people end up staying at home, so you have a large outreach program.
Right. Most of our patients are cared for in their homes.
And so that means a lot of reaching out all across the community. Now, how does this work? If somebody has a need for hospice and you don't have a bed at the facility?
Well, usually we have beds. Occasionally we may have to delay an admission to the facility maybe a day, but we're very fortunate that we rarely have a waiting list, and we're usually able to take patients when they need to come in. And most referrals to hospice come through the patient's physicians. So that is if you think you would benefit from hospice, you certainly could contact our office and get information, and then we contact the physicians. But most of the time, that is a discussion that the family of the patient needs to have with their physician. And most physicians initiate that referral to our programs.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. We've been talking about hospice this morning, all the good it does and how you can be involved. And don't forget, hospice is now open. It's 10 o'clock, folks, or, well, it's 2 minutes till.
You better hurry.
You better hurry. There'll be some bargains there. And the Christmas stuff, if you don't want to spend a lot on Christmas decorations, check out Hospice House. You've got a lot there, right,
at the hospice store. We really, I'm so surprised that we still have such a good selection. And I even noticed yesterday we still had a few Christmas trees.
So. Hello.
So we're still, and those are new donations that we've just been donated recently. So we've still got a really good selection of Christmas items.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy, so thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate, just want your listeners to know how much hospice appreciates their support and the support of the community, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
All right. Thank you so much, Nancy. You know, we are out of time. I will be back at lunchtime. We're going to be playing a little music, talking about some deals, talking about things coming up in the community today. It's the kickoff to the holiday season. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on your favorite radio stations, WLMA and WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.